Terrorists Right This Way. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is again, Dateline Washington. Undercover investigators entered the United States using fake documents repeatedly this year, including some cases in which Homeland Security agents didn't even ask for ID. Yes, once again, the Government Accountability Office sent undercover investigators to the Mexico and Canadian borders to see if they could get in with phony documents. Similar to tests it did 2 years ago, except back then, border guards actually noticed that the IDs were phony and stopped three of the investigators. This time around, nobody was stopped. In other words, border security actually appears to be getting worse. Either that or phony ID is getting better. Or does it mean something else? I know what the argument is going to be, that every American is going to need tamper-proof ID linked to a central government database. But what did this study actually show? Did it show that border guards were letting terrorists in? No, they were letting their fellow federal agents in. This could simply mean that investigators from the GAO, even if they're undercover, just don't give off that terrorist vibe. It's like we all know who the federal marshals are on the planes. There's just something about them. Some people just exude trust no matter how expired their ID is. In the meantime, I have one request. The next time you do a test like this and everybody gets through, go ahead and fire the incompetent border guards, but could we not publicize it? It's like saying, terrorists, right this way. Sneak into America. Expired library cards accepted. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.